Mali, a land carved by the great Niger River, stretching across sun-scorched deserts and fertile floodplains. Ancient cities rise from the sand, their earthen walls whispering tales of empires, trade, and the crossroads of West African culture. Mali is a place of resilience and spirit, where the earth, the river, and the people move together in a quiet, enduring harmony. High above the plains of Mali, villages cling to the cliffs, where stone homes rise like echoes of the mountains themselves. This is the realm of the Dogon, a people whose history is carved into the very rock they inhabit. For centuries, the Dogon have cultivated terraces, weaving agriculture into a landscape of cliffs, gorges, and narrow paths. Their villages appear almost suspended, connected by ladders and stairways, each home a testament to human ingenuity and adaptation in a harsh environment. The cliffs guard secrets of a rich cosmology, where stories of the stars, ancestors, and creation are passed from one generation to the next. Carvings and masks used in ceremonies link the living to the spiritual world, embodying knowledge, morality, and community cohesion. Trade once flowed along these heights, connecting the Dogon to broader West African networks. Yet their isolation preserved customs and rituals that have endured for centuries. Each granary, each courtyard tells of resilience against time and encroaching change. The Niger River flows far below, a lifeline for the plains, while the Dogon cliffs rise above, embodying endurance and harmony with a formidable land. Life here moves to the rhythm of seasons, ceremonies, and stars, a delicate balance between earth and spirit, where every path, every stone, and every ritual carries the imprint of generations. Across the fertile plains of central Mali, villages rise along winding rivers, where the Bambara have shaped the land for centuries, turning soil into sustenance and community into enduring tradition. Their settlements are centers of life, where earthen homes gather around courtyards, and the rhythm of daily work is intertwined with ceremonial cycles. Agriculture forms the backbone of survival, with millet, sorghum, and cotton sustaining both body and culture. The Bambara are renowned for their artistry, carving masks and figures that embody ancestral spirits, social order, and the forces of nature. These creations are not mere decoration. They are living symbols used in rituals that preserve history and teach moral lessons. Trade and exchange have long connected the Bambara to neighboring peoples, but their identity remains deeply rooted in the land they cultivate and the rivers that nourish it. Knowledge flows through generations, blending practical skill with spiritual guidance, linking the past with the present. Even as modern forces encroach, the Bambara maintain a rhythm of life shaped by sun, soil, and ceremony. Each village, each market, and each mosque tells a story of resilience, ingenuity, and the enduring harmony between human community and the earth that sustains it. Across the sweeping grasslands of Mali, herds move beneath endless skies, guided by the steady rhythm of the Fulani, a people whose life flows with the seasons and the land itself. Nomadic pathways stretch for miles, tracing rivers and pastures as the Fulani lead cattle through a landscape both generous and unforgiving. Their movements are measured and purposeful, shaped by centuries of understanding the delicate balance between water, grazing, and survival. The Fulani's culture is written in patterns, woven into clothing, etched into jewelry, and echoed in songs that travel across the plains. Storytelling, music, and oral histories preserve knowledge of lineage, migration, and the harmony between herd and human. Community gatherings and seasonal festivals mark the passage of time, honoring ancestors and the land that sustains them. Social structures guide interactions, ensuring continuity, cohesion, and respect for both people and environment. Even in isolation, the Fulani have maintained connections with distant settlements, trading cattle, crafts, and stories across the vast Sahel. Life here is defined by mobility, resilience, and the intricate relationship between humans, animals, and the ever-changing landscape. Under the wide Malian sky, the Fulani continue their timeless journey, where every step of the herd, every melody, and every story carries the imprint of generations moving in harmony with earth, wind, and sun. Beneath the vast shifting sands of northern Mali, nomadic trails wind across the desert. Where the Tuareg navigate an ocean of dunes with guidance drawn from the sun and stars. Their lives are shaped by extremes, heat by day, cold by night, and by the rhythm of trade routes that have crossed the Sahara for centuries. Camels carry goods, stories, and culture across distances that challenge both body and spirit. The Tuareg are known for their striking indigo veils and intricate silver work, symbols of identity and heritage that echo a history of mobility, resilience, and artistry. These objects are more than decoration. They mark social status, spiritual belief, and the continuity of generations. Communities gather in oases and along ancient caravan paths, where music, poetry, and storytelling preserve knowledge of ancestors, survival strategies, and the desert itself. Each tale, each instrument, and each ritual strengthens the bond between people and the harsh landscape they call home. Even as modern pressures reach the edges of the desert, the Tuareg maintain a rhythm dictated by sand, wind, and sky, moving with purpose and awareness. Their lives are a testament to endurance, adaptation, and the harmony possible between human ingenuity and the unforgiving vastness of the Sahara. Along the winding bends of the Niger River, life flows with the water itself, where the Bozo have made the river both home and livelihood for centuries. Fishermen navigate canoes through currents and floodplains, reading the river as a guide for sustenance and survival. Nets, traps, and techniques are passed down through generations, blending knowledge of the water with a deep understanding of seasonal rhythms. The Bozo are known as the masters of the river, their culture intertwined with aquatic life. Rituals, songs, and ceremonies honor the river, ancestors, and the delicate balance between nature and community. Every catch carries significance. Every movement on the water, a continuation of heritage. Villages rise along riverbanks, built to withstand seasonal floods, while markets hum with trade of fish, crafts, and stories. The Niger has long connected the Bozo to distant settlements, sustaining both economy and culture. Yet their identity remains deeply tied to its currents. Even as times change, the river remains the lifeblood of the Bozo, shaping work, song, and ritual. Life here moves with patience, skill, and reverence, where water is more than a resource. It is the pulse of generations, the heart of survival, and the center of a culture harmonized with the Niger itself. Along the fertile banks of the Niger River, life unfolds in patterns shaped by water, trade, and centuries of empire. This is the land of the Songhai, a people whose history stretches across the Sahel. Once rulers of one of West Africa's greatest empires, the Songhai built cities of learning, commerce, and governance, leaving behind legacies etched in stone, mud, and memory. Markets thrived, connecting distant regions, while rivers carried goods, ideas, and culture across vast distances. Agriculture and fishing sustain communities, blending intimate knowledge of soil and water with social structures that preserve heritage. Songhai traditions are expressed in music, storytelling, and ceremonial practices that mark seasons, celebrate ancestors, and maintain harmony with the environment. The Niger River remains the lifeline of the people, shaping both daily work and long-term survival. Villages and towns grow along its course, each reflecting adaptation, resilience, and the enduring wisdom of generations. Even as external pressures and modern changes reach the region, the Songhai continue to navigate life with a balance of innovation and tradition. Every market, every ritual, and every song carries echoes of a storied past, where empire, river, and community intertwine, leaving a living testament to endurance, ingenuity, and the timeless rhythm of life along the Niger. Across the sun-baked plains and river valleys of western Mali, villages rise from the earth, shaped by centuries of settlement and the enduring presence of the Soninke. Once the founders of the ancient Ghana Empire, the Soninke carved trade routes, fortified towns, and systems of governance that connected goldfields, markets, and distant peoples. Their history is written not only in stone and soil, but in stories, proverbs, and songs passed through generations. Farming and cattle herding form the backbone of daily life, blending skill, knowledge, and an intimate understanding of the land. Courtyards, granaries, and communal spaces reflect both practicality and social cohesion, guiding communities through seasons of abundance and scarcity. Ceremonies and rituals mark passage, honor ancestors, and maintain connections between humans and environment, teaching lessons of balance, responsibility, and continuity. Music, dance, and storytelling carry memory and identity, ensuring the past remains present in every village gathering. Even as external influences reach the region, the Soninke continue to preserve traditions that have endured for centuries. Life here is a rhythm of earth, labor, and ceremony, where each story, each field, and each celebration embodies resilience, ingenuity, and the enduring legacy of a people whose history flows through both river and plain. Across the rolling plains and river valleys of Mali, settlements emerge in harmony with the land, where the Malinka have cultivated both soil and culture for centuries. Once central to the great Mali Empire, the Malinka shaped trade, governance, and learning, leaving behind a legacy of cities, stories, and oral traditions that echo across generations. Markets thrived along rivers and caravan routes, carrying gold, kola nuts, and ideas across the Sahel, connecting communities near and far. Farming, herding, and craftwork form the foundation of life, guided by knowledge passed down through families and elders. Homes and villages are organized around communal spaces where ceremonies, music, and dance maintain the rhythm of both social and spiritual life. Oral history, proverbs, and griot storytelling preserve memory, teaching lessons of courage, leadership, and harmony with the land. Festivals honor ancestors, celebrate harvests, and mark the cycles of seasons, linking past and present through ritual and song. Even as modern pressures reach the region, the Malinka sustain a way of life shaped by resilience, wisdom, and adaptation. Every village, every melody, and every gesture carries the imprint of generations, reflecting a culture rooted in history, bound to the land, and moving in step with the timeless rhythm of Mali. Across the northern plains and forest edges of Mali, villages rise in patterned harmony, where the Senufo have shaped both land and culture for centuries. Their communities are built around family compounds, fields, and ceremonial spaces, reflecting a life intertwined with agriculture, social structure, and spirituality. Millet, yams, and other crops sustain daily life, while rituals mark seasons, harvests, and passage through generations. The Senufo are renowned for their artistry, carving masks, sculptures, and instruments that convey history, morality, and the connection between the living and ancestors. Ceremonies bring these creations to life, guiding communities through rites of passage, communal gatherings, and seasonal celebrations. trade and exchange link villages while maintaining the cultural integrity of each community. Each field, each ritual, and each song reflects centuries of adaptation, endurance, and creativity, sustaining a culture that moves with the cycles of nature and the memory of generations. Life here is a balance of survival, spirit, and the enduring legacy of a people deeply rooted in both land and tradition.